I bet that's loud right at the very beginning. I bet it is, yeah. Y'all like that? Oh, look at that big old bite.
That's it.
I bet that sounds cool.
I bet it sounds like shit.
That'll fit in pretty nicely then.
That's the sound of me dragging my Magnum condoms box across the table. They come in a glass bottle.
What's going on for us?
Oh, you know, just sick living life. What about you, baby?
That was me last time.
Yeah. You gave it to me, you bitch.
This is our Christmas episode. Why not Christmas?
Oh, what are we doing for Christmas?
We'll draft Christmas movies at the end.
Oh, we drafting Christmas movies? Yeah. Oh, shit. There's only like 7. You know, I always go through for Halloween and everything. You know, I've got this small movie collection.
Small.
So I go through and I'll pull out movies for us to watch. I put them in a list. And some bitches at the house thought it'd be funny to go back through and push them all in. So I said, you know what? We ain't having Christmas this year.
If y'all want to watch a Christmas movie, go to streaming.
You know how long that took me?
5 whole minutes. That's what all the Christmas movies that aren't on streaming, that's what I do. I bring them upstairs.
Oh, I may have a lot of movies, but I will search for them on a streaming site first, so I don't have to get up and put them in. I'm lazy as fuck. I'll get on IMDb and I'm like, baby, tell me who's got it.
But if it's not there, you got it. So what we ain't doing no random seltzer from the grocery, from the gas station.
Well, we do have those too, but
yeah, we got some calls after. It's the Aviation Gin. This is Ryan Reynolds' gin.
Hopefully it tastes as good as we do.
Me and Forrest, he's got a shot glass for it.
Oh, that tastes like pine needles.
I don't think I've ever had gin. But that's not bad.
It's not good either.
That was what I was going to
say. You know what?
Mixed with something else.
It tastes like you took a Christmas tree.
It was a lot of pine needles.
Melted it down into liquid somehow in some sort of chemical, and that's what you got. Yeah.
42% alcohol. This was, we had a little MRI Christmas party, or undisclosed department Christmas party.
At undisclosed medical facility.
We'll have to edit that out. A week or two ago. I don't know whenever it was. We did a white elephant Christmas game. We got too rowdy. Forgot to do it.
You got what?
We got a little too rowdy, though. Forgot to do it.
So you just got to keep what you have.
Two people did it as they left. But I was just like, yeah, I wanted the gin anyway.
Keep it.
Because I was going to be like, hey, it's my house. I was like,
ignore that sound.
I was like, you know, it's my house. I get to go last. That's what I was going to do just so I could make sure I got the gin.
Here's the ropes. We can go in any order as long as I'm last because it's my house.
I could care less what order y'all go in. I'm going last. And yeah,
that's unethical.
I just wanted the gin. It's not like I was going to steal, like in the office. One Christmas episode, Michael gets the iPod.
Have you seen the commercial that YouTube runs all the time for the Virginia lottery? Undisclosed state lottery. It's a white Christmas. It's a white elephant Christmas party, and like this,
we'll throw them off. We're being recorded in a different state.
This girl gets a bunch of lottery tickets, and this guy gets up, and she's like, "No!" And he's like, "Oh yeah." You just it doesn't. I can't explain it. And it'd be funny, but it's hilarious. You just need to look it up.
Okay. What do you rate that, Jim?
From 0 to 10, I give it a pine needle. I'd say that is exactly what Santa's nutsack tastes.
Taking
like
a shot, I wouldn't recommend it unless you like gin. I don't think I've ever had gin.
I don't think I've ever recommended somebody drink alcohol straight ever. Unless it's like Crayon. You can drink Crayon.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of sugar.
Speaking of gin, one thing I wanted for Christmas this year is, you know, I like the band Kiss. Yeah, I'm sure
you do. Never heard that, not once. I've never heard you listen to
Kiss. I've got a picture of them on the wall. Me and Forrest been to 3 Kiss concerts? 2 or 3. I've been 5 total. But I think me and you have been 2 or 3.
We went
at least 2.
We went there to Kiss and Def Leppard.
Oh yeah, we're three. We saw Kiss the Motley Crue, Kiss and Def Leppard, Kiss by himself.
Yeah, we did that one.
So we've been to three. With Kiss has come out with some liquor the last few years. Liquor. I wanted
that's liquor.
They've got a dark rum, they've got a light rum, they've got some wine.
That cat is in that box. If you
we're not being recorded via camera because this room is messy. This is our...
It's crib.
This is the North Pole.
Merry Chrysler. We're putting together... And this is Santa's little workshop in here at the moment. There's boxes and toys everywhere.
If it was being recorded, there'd be a Woody and Buzz right now.
Where's little Bo Peep?
She's at the store. I ain't paying $30 for
that. Dude, they really have a little Bo Peep for $30?
No, I think...
Wasn't she originally a lamp? Isn't that what she actually is? She came with a lamp,
yeah. I've watched all four Toy Story movies at least once.
I've never watched the fourth one all the way through. I got to the part where Woody is in that weird antique store and all the fucking dolls chasing him.
I like it.
And I fell asleep.
But I think him together with Buzz and Jesse and... Bullseye is better.
I think Toy Story 2 is the superior Toy Story.
It is the best. Toy Story 3 is far too stressful.
You need a zanny and a hand job.
When we, because, look, when you're scrolling through Disney Plus, Liam sees Toy Story, he is just freaking out. Toy Story! And I was looking for something boring last night for us to watch. The goal is he passes out right then and there. That's what I want. It doesn't ever happen. But, That was the goal. Those like Marvel assembled, like the making of all the Marvel shows. Those do it.
I bet they do. They put me to sleep. They get the job. I love Marvel. They put me to sleep.
They get the job done. But I've seen them all, and so until they come out, I don't think I've watched the She-Hulk or the Ms. Marvel ones, but I was looking for something boring. It's like right at his bedtime, he sees Toy Story. He stands up on my lap, points, and just screams, "Toy Story!" And I'm like, "No,
we're not doing that. Not tonight."
I was like, "Let's go to bed." Oh yeah, I don't know why it's way out there.
It may be a little bit quiet on your side, but Danny's appreciative that I'm not right up in it.
Speaking of Jen, gotta finish up. They've got, I was going to get Kiss Cold Gin. It's a song.
But what do you have to drink it cold?
It comes room temperature.
Or does it come cold? Can you imagine if it was cold all the time?
I googled it. It comes room temperature.
It says on the bottle, comes room temperature.
And you put it in the fridge and it doesn't get cold. I don't know how that works.
But room temperature gin.
One website I found, like the main one, didn't deliver to this area. So I sent it to Abby. It's going to be one of my Christmas presents. And then I found another website. And I'm like, hey, here we go. And it was a little bit cheaper. It was on sale. It was like probably like $28 on after sale. Like after maybe originally $40 or something like that. Well, this website, you had to have at least $35 in your cart to check out. And I'm like, just take it off sale. And we're good.
Sell to me full price, Dad.
So I'm like scrolling through the website. And I'm like, I was like, I don't want to. I was like, it's just going to sit in the liquor cabinets.
I'm literally not going to drink this. Like,
this is just a decoration. I don't want to. And I found the Stone Cold Steve Austin beer.
Oh, shit.
I was like, hey, here we go.
Was it a six pack?
Man, it's $5 a can.
A can?
$5 Stone Cold.
Come on, man.
And like, at least on this website.
What happened to getting drunk cheap?
It was $5 a can. And it was like $80 for a 12-pack. I'm like, Stone Cold.
That is Stone Cold.
So I found that, and I was like, I'll buy two cans. I was like, me and Forrest each have one on the podcast. Be fine. Waste $10. Who cares? And then it was like $35 shipping.
Oh, yeah, fuck you. But they won't do shit. They won't include shipping on the actual thing, will they?
Yeah, so I was done at that point. I was like, screw it.
Listen.
And then I'm looking, buying the gifts for the Christmas party, and I see the Ryan Reynolds gin. I'm like, that'll work. Come on. Come
it
on
all drinks the same, baby.
Come on, Dad. Come on down.
I'm telling you, that I can still taste pine.
I'm getting a little...
That's what Mrs. Claus's tampons are. That's exactly what she uses.
I'm getting a little black cherry right now. We each got a claw.
Oh, speaking of movies, that was two segments ago. But speaking of movies,
oh yeah,
have you seen Avatar yet?
No, have you?
Yes, I have.
Tell me how it is.
It's good.
It's good.
Yes, it is good. It is 3 hours.
Is it breathtaking?
Yeah, it's pretty. If you would consider the first one breathtaking, I would consider this one breathtaking.
Is it better than the first?
Maybe.
Visual effects and story wise.
Story wise, no.
I don't remember anything that happens in the first.
Visual effects, yeah, probably because they go real deep, but you're just in the ocean the whole time, basically. But it's 3 hours and 15 minutes long.
Jeez.
If undisclosed town cinema hadn't just had an upgrade, I could not go and watch that movie in theaters on the regular old theater.
Do they have the reclining seats? Oh, okay. Okay. I can do that.
If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have made it.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're talking a Marvel movie. I thought my ass cheeks were going to fall off after Endgame and Infinity War. That was bad. But this is 3 hours and 15 minutes.
My right knee always kills me if I can't straighten it out.
It with AGM, some bitch just started.
So when we saw the Batman, because it was 3 hours. It was almost 3 hours.
Well, I remember I took Bob to that one. And she said it just won't end. Because every time you think the movie's going to end, it just keeps going.
It's like three fake endings. And each time I'm like, thank God.
And it's like, oh, fuck that. Where we go? All of a sudden, Gotham's underwater. Well, I guess that's the end.
I was like, I got 15 minutes before I can straighten my leg out. And then fast forward, it's 45 minutes later.
No, it's not. But they've got it set up just like the Pinnacle.
Oh, that's nice.
You get to pick your seats and everything. Ooh.
Nice.
And I was...
Is it just certain theaters?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's the original. The OG theaters got remade and then the addition did not.
Maybe eventually they'll have to
upgrade. I remember last time this part of the theater, for anybody that lives around here, you know exactly what I'm talking about, but the few people in Kenya that watch us for God knows why, you would not. The last time that place got another
day. You even joking, man.
No, we got viewers in Kenya. We appreciate you.
Well, no segue cares.
The last time that some bitch got an upgrade was, I remember... was 1999, whenever the Phantom Menace came out.
Oh, yeah, they added on that side.
And they got brand new speakers. They got full 5.1 surround sound. That was the shit back in the day. And then...
I liked when they were like, hey, here's our new concession stand. And
well,
they never used it.
The day after I went to go see it, the kid, or the guy that plays Spider in it, which you've not seen anything. Spider's the guy with the dreads that are hanging out with the avatars in the commercials. That's Spider. He actually came to the cinema and watched
it. Oh, did he?
Yeah. He said, I heard this got the best seats for 3 hour, 15 minute movie around. So by God, I gotta come.
Hey, take that, Pinnacle. Hey, I remember whenever X-Men 1 came out. I remember they said Hugh Jackman had came and saw it at the cinema. They probably lied.
Well, I remember them saying,
I'll be like,
McGregor. Oh, McGregor. Obi-Wan came.
Proof. Why are they coming here?
Out of all the poduck ass towns you can pull into and go, you know what? I'm going to see a movie. Why the fuck?
It's my own movie that I've seen millions of times.
Well, these fellas are white trash.
I want to know how they do the final movie to the actors. I don't know if they put them in a theater.
Oh no, most of them see it on premiere night whenever they're on the red carpet or whatever. They come in, they see it for the first time then. Because at least back in the day, because remember whenever The Empire Strikes Back came out. The only one that knew about Vader, there was only three people.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the guy that played Vader, George Lucas, and Mark Hamill. And whenever they were in the theater watching it, and that happened, Harrison Ford went, hey, kid, you didn't fucking tell me about that.
Hey, what's going on in DC?
I think it's been needed. If you just want me to be honest, yes,
it's all right, but let's be honest. Let's look at their track record. All right. Batman versus Superman could have started 2 hours in and just went whatever time was left, and it would have made just as much sense as the whole fucking movie did. Snyder Cut was way better. Justice League. Snyder Cut was way better. Yeah. Because they ran into the same shit Fox did with Spider-Man. They fucked it up by cutting a bunch of shit.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do that. You can't go in and just cut a bunch of shit and expect things to make sense to everybody. But I think this is good. What I do love is how The Rock made it sound like he was coming in that motherfucker and he was going to take over and shit was going to go flying right. And then all of a sudden James Gunn's there and he's going to actually make sure shit goes right.
Yeah. I think they got a good... It's James Gunn and somebody else. I don't remember who the other person is.
It's like they need their version of Feige and what's his name?
Yeah, they need somebody to be Kevin Feige.
Kevin Feige and what's his name?
Oh. Star Wars?
Yeah. Well, and he directed Iron Man 1 and 2.
Oh, Favreau?
Well, yeah, Favreau, the one that played Happy.
Yeah.
They need that. They need that. People that actually give a shit. But there was no way that this, once they got rid of Snyder, there was no way this was going
to work. Oh, Zack Snyder?
Yeah. You have to clean. Oh, yeah. You got to clean house, start over. But maybe, I don't hate DC. I'd like to watch it.
Yeah.
I'd like for them to compete.
Batman was fantastic. That's one movie I see every time I'm looking for something to watch. I see it and I'm like, I need to rewatch
the Batman.
Movie. Yeah,
I watched it not too long ago.
I'm like, and then everything with The Rock not being, well, at least not in the plan to be Black Adam. Yeah. At least not in the plan to be Black Adam for a while.
I haven't even watched Black Adam. I've heard it's fantastic.
I was going to watch
it. But I don't want to watch it now if it's not going to lead to nothing.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Because even there's a post-credit scene, I've seen it.
It don't matter.
I went and watched with, or I think it might be a mid, technically. But with Henry Cavill coming back as Superman. But yeah, it's not going to lead to anything. Because the MCU has spoiled us.
I was really hoping that Henry Cavill was going to come back and do The Witcher now that this shit wasn't going on. but I
see a tweet. It was like Liam Hemsworth like sprinting to go check his contract
as Super or as The Witcher.
Yeah,
I'd watch that. I liked him as Superman. I really liked him as Geralt. I'd like to see him as somebody in Marvel.
He's doing something with Amazon.
He's doing Warhammer.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't, I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't know.
I'm just going to be straight honest with you. I'm not that nerdy.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a lot of people that are. I'm just not.
From the outside looking in, we're a nerdy podcast.
Yeah, but if you get on here and you're an actual nerd, you're like, yeah, what the fuck? We're noobs.
These boys ain't
nerds. We are surface level nerds at best. Like people talk to me about playing board games, like Warhammer.
Is that a board game?
I'm pretty sure it started as a board game.
Like a PC game.
I think they may have one, but it started as a board game.
I never had a PC, like a good enough PC.
Oh, I played games. I played the fuck out of some.
Like even like
Harry Potter,
Knights of the Old Republic.
The first three
here. Played it.
You never played the Old Republic? I had it. It was good.
I remember you bought a Star Wars game.
And then my laptop wouldn't play it. I tried to return it, and I didn't know that you can't return computer games because apparently you can just rip the disc and you have it now. So I tried to return it. They're like, yeah, no. I do have a laptop that'll play it now.
Ooh.
But I played.
I've heard it's good.
Knights of the Old Republic 2 is what I had when I was a kid. I played it and the first three Harry Potter games. They fucking slapped. I'm excited for this new Harry Potter game.
Oh, I am too.
I'm kind of pissed off it's new gen only. Motherfuckers. They said
do you not have a PS5 or Xbox? What's the new Xbox?
I fuck if I know. Murphy bought one the other day.
It sounds weird.
Murphy's Xbox shit the bed, so he bought one. So I can buy it and play it, but it won't be on my system.
I bought a PS5 last year. I always buy something big in November. Abby hates it.
I try to. I don't think
Abby hates it.
I didn't buy anything big this year. 2 years ago, it was the TV.
Last year it was the sound system.
I bought the TV upstairs and the sound bar this year. Last year's the PS5. The year before that's the TV.
Well, I bought the motorcycle last year. I said, that's enough. That was $3,000 I didn't need to spend. So I said, fuck it.
Well, you know that might do it. Yeah, I always buy something big in November. I love my PS5. I play a lot of PS4 games.
You know, I was realizing the other day, I've yet to even touch that thing. I haven't even looked at it.
The PS5?
Mm-hmm. I am going to buy an Xbox. I hate to
I'm that's okay. I respect your decision to... I've never been an Xbox
player. I wasn't either until I bought this one, but it's what everybody has.
I've always been a PlayStation guy.
Girlfriend, there's a PS1, and a PS2, and a PS3 in my room, and a PS4.
I wish so much I still had my PS2 and PS3. Like, especially PS3, NCAA, because they bumped it back again. It's not until 2024 now.
Well, why they keep fucking bumping
it? I don't know.
They can't get the license.
Probably. Which I think, God, you just do it the way it was fine. I don't care.
Fuck.
I don't know half these players anyway.
Fuck them. You already play them. Why not just let me play as you?
Yeah. And then I'm only going to play as the seniors for 1 year. Like, we're going to have to do licensing for them. But yeah, they bumped it back again. And I'm like, man, I just want to play NCAA. I don't even have a favorite team. I remember last time I played NCAA, it was NCAA 13.
You probably out there is the Virginia Tech, wasn't you? Going
high. I remember one time, like, I've probably had five or six, going back to the PS2, different NCAA football games. I'm pretty sure each time it's a different college. I've done stuff for Duke, Virginia Tech, Tennessee. Just random people. I'm like, I'll try them this time. And that'll be the team I play as. I'll go undefeated for four straight years. It'll be
then the coach has a heart attack and you got to retire.
Yeah, because I remember whenever I did it as, I don't know which game it was, whenever I did as Duke, we're nowhere close to being ranked when I started. We won four. And somehow I got ranked like halfway through the. I don't think we didn't win the national title freshman year.
You know who did?
Alabama.
I don't know. Probably. and then climbed up the ranks.
Up and climbed the ladder.
So it's the sophomore year on national title 3 years in a row, undefeated all 4 years. I remember there's one game I was real stressed. I almost lost, and I was like, "This is gonna be." It was like my junior year, like towards the end of the year. But I won. Kept that streak intact. Then I went first overall draft pick to the NFL, and then my career went nowhere because I didn't connect it to Madden.
Tim Tebow. Honestly. I want a show about the last year Tebow played, because look at all they had. They had a lot. You had a Bible thumper.
Oh, well, like the over like murderers senior year at Florida.
You had several people doing sexual harassment cases. A man That's killed rowdy. Another man.
That's rowdy. What do you think about? So DC's got three movies coming out next year.
I don't know who that is, but it says the Sport O'King.
Oh yeah, you should answer him on the podcast.
Hello.
This is.
I got the wrong number.
You're on air, ma'am. You're our sixth caller. If you can answer this question, you get free Harry Styles tickets.
I thought you. I didn't know what was coming after Harry, but I didn't think it was going to be Styles.
What movie? Shazam 2.
Are they still going
through? Barely remember Shazam 1. I remember I liked it. Thought it was fine, but I don't remember.
Well, see, I just don't watch them because what's the point?
Aquaman 2, which it's been ruined with Amber Heard still being in it.
I thought they got rid of her.
Completely. I think she's in like 10 minutes.
Oh, no. I thought they completely got rid of her. I'm pretty sure. I think they cut her contract and everything. I think.
And then we'll say, oh, The Flash. But Flash is fantastic. But then they got this guy doing war crimes,
abducting children.
That's the wildest part. I was like, they got rid of Henry Cavill and they didn't get rid of Ezra Miller yet.
Yeah.
I guess officially. Because I think they were like.
Oh, they were like, we got to. And then like, he came back in. And
like, if he does, if he like apologizes and like accepts help or something like that, they'll like release it with like minimal.
Or it better still be
recorded. Yeah, it's still going.
Okay.
That's been on there for a minute. We force that PTSD flashback.
I said, that damn cat's fucked it up again.
But yeah, it's. I want to like DC. They have fantastic characters. I mean, but get your shit together.
Yep.
I can't say too much. I mean, everybody's seen Blade.
I don't think they're. I think they came out today because I think a lot of people were mad. They kicked Gal Gadot out. But then I think they came out that not everybody's getting recast.
I think you need to do a full recast. I think you need to scrap everything you've got. Release what movies you've got done, because fuck, you've already got so much money.
Yeah.
And don't say nothing about recasting everybody until afterwards, because ain't nobody going to go see it. But you need to scrap everything, let them do what the fuck they're going to do.
And then I think they might be keeping some actors, but different characters.
Well, and then...
We're talking about...
The Rock said that he wasn't going to be in the first chapter of the movies.
Oh, yeah.
But later on down the road, he'll be in a Marvel movie before then. I promise you. I promise you, The Rock will be in a Marvel movie.
I just want the man to act a little bit. I know he can do it. I've seen movies where he acts pretty good.
I have the same feeling about The Rock in movies as I do John Cena. I'm watching the same thing. No matter what the
fuck. I haven't seen Peacemaker.
Oh, it's Peacemaker's pretty good. I enjoy it.
I saw Suicide Squad.
I feel like...
But...
That, all right, I take back my statement. That's the one thing I've watched him in that I don't feel like I'm watching everything else. Because he cries in it.
Although, I'll be honest with you, I don't know any, off the top of my head, I couldn't name you another John Cena movie. He was in
that 12 one, Rounds.
I don't know. He was in that one Fast and Furious movie.
Oh, fuck that.
I didn't see that
one. I don't know if that really counts. He had like three movies at the exact same come out right after one another.
Name me a movie. I'll tell you if I've heard
it. 12 Rounds.
Heard of it and or seen it. I'll tell you.
12. The ones I'm thinking of.
That guy was in Monday Night Raw.
He's a wrestler. The Bubble.
I ain't heard of that.
Trainwreck.
I think I have seen that.
Suicide Squad.
I've seen that one.
Fast 9, Peacemaker.
I haven't seen it.
WWE Raw, SmackDown, Independent, WWE Evil, Vacation.
Vacation. Plans. Oh, I think, I don't know if I saw that.
Die Hard?
Die Hard.
It's Die Hard. I never even heard of this.
I've never heard of
fucking John Travolta's in it. There's a lot of fellas in this, I know. Oh, hell, the fucking AT&T girl's in this.
Forrest is watching this. It's on Prime Video. Forrest is watching this tonight.
Bookmark.
Yeah, I just want. I was afraid for Black Adam that it was just going to be the wrong.
It's on HBO or is it on Peacock?
It is on HBO. I saw that the other day. I might watch it one day. I will.
You know what? I'm gonna go home tonight and watch it. I'm gonna go home
next time we're on.
I'm gonna go home.
Forrest is gonna give us a review.
I'm bro fatty.
I will watch it before the next podcast.
Don't lie.
I mean. How long is it? Two and a half hours at most, probably.
Listen, after you sit through Avatar: The Way of Water, movie times don't affect you. No.
2 hours ain't
enough. And what it's like once you get on a plane on the East Coast and fly all the way to LA, and you're in 8 o'clock for fucking 6 hours. Time means nothing to you.
And Avatar was still longer.
What? Avatar was three times longer than that fucking plane flight.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, you remember when you was a kid and you'd go to Bristol.
Yeah,
it took forever. I drive there every day. It don't take no time, but when you were a kid, it felt like it took hours.
You're sitting in the back of the car.
At 7.
To the Walmart.
The Walmart. That's
get back ready, kids.
It was the only Walmart around. It was the Walmart. You had to sit back there looking at that fucking toy. You couldn't open it till you got home. You couldn't do nothing. It felt like an eternity before you got home. But now you realize it's
like 15 minutes. It was always good, though, if you got a new game. Back in the day, they used to have a real big book in
it. You could go and read it.
I loved the books. You just sit there, you just nerding out on this game.
Dad wouldn't let me take it out of the wrapper until I got
I remember when I bought Star Wars Battlefront 2, I was all about that book. I was reading that book because we bought it in Marion. That's on the other end.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to Marion, it's even worse because at least if you go to Bristol, you got something to look at every now and then.
Marion's the same as Bristol. It's just Marion's a little bit more gloomy all the time. Have you noticed that? It's gloomy all the time. It could be in the middle of summer, sun shining. The second you get into Marion town limits, it's gloomy. It looks like it's going to rain.
Last time we went to Josh and Taylor's, you said that.
Did I? Yeah. I stand by that statement.
The sun ain't never shined in this town.
It's always cloudy and gloomy.
You ready? We're going to do our draft.
All right. About that time. It is about that time. How much longer we got?
Count us down. We got 4 minutes to do this draft. Top five pick, and you get an undrafted free agent. One undrafted free agent.
My one undrafted free agent. Do I get to go first?
You can go first.
I'm taking the Grinch. Ah! Undrafted free agent.
Wait, what are you talking about? You can't do that till the end.
Oh, I can't? Okay.
Yeah.
QB, the Grinch.
Well, your top five picks.
Okay. Are we going back and forth?
Back and forth.
All right, so my number one pick is Jim Carrey, the Grinch.
I'm going to take Elf.
You mother... That's a good one. All right, my second one...
Those are my two favorites.
Christmas Vacation.
The Santa Claus. Just the first one.
Just the first one ain't even the good one.
I like the first one the most.
Two's
really good, but I like the first one the most.
Number three, I am going to go with A Christmas Story.
Did you see the new one?
Not yet, but
I liked it.
I bet you I'd be watching it this year.
There's like a unofficial sequel, I guess.
It's official.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, it's legit. It's the same guy who played Ralph. There is a second one that's unofficial.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
No, there's a new one coming
up. I've seen the new one, but Abby made me watch the unofficial
Vacation. I haven't, and I've never watched it.
Is it Chevy Chase?
No, it's Cousin Eddie.
Oh. Cousin Eddie's the main character? Oh. I am not a fan of sequels that do that. They pick a random
Christmas Vacation 2, Cousin Eddie's Island Adventure.
That sounds horrible.
I have it, and I have never watched it.
What is the Rotten Tomatoes ranking for this?
2.7 out of 10 on IMDb.
Oh, man.
Predictable and not funny.
Formatism.
Does not live up to its title. Oh my God.
So that's your third pick.
My number third. But this was made, it's a TV movie from 2003.
Can I make a joke that that's my third pick? Because it's a joke. It's not my third pick.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's around the time that Randy Quaid was actually going crazy. So that makes sense. All right. So we on pick number three? No, pick four.
It's my third pick. Home Alone 2.
That is the superior Home Alone. I'm going to take Trading Places.
You ever watched that?
With Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy? It's fucking hilarious.
I'm sure I have.
Eddie Murphy plays a guy, a homeless dude that pretends like he doesn't have legs, and he begs for change. And these two rich guys decide, they do a bet every year to see if they can't make an unsuccessful person successful and turn a successful person unsuccessful. So they basically...
Is that a string?
No, but I've got it. It's on Forest Fuller Street. It's on Forest Shelf.
That's your...
that's my fourth.
That is one of the most... one of the best streaming services there is.
I got everything worth watching.
You just got to get up to put the... to the you can't, there's no remote. My fourth pick is...
I got my fifth.
My fourth pick. Let me assess the draft board. I did write these down like a long time ago. Baby, where'd you go, baby?
He's done lost it, folks.
I'll edit this out. Unless you say something funny. Oh, I drafted something else. This will be the next one we do. Okay. Santa Claus too.
Sounds like cheating, but oh gosh. Is your reserve going to be Santa Claus 3 or something?
No, I don't like I hate that one. You seen the new show?
No. Is it good?
I like
Tim Allen yet?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was out already, but it makes sense.
It's all we do. You get to binge it.
Oh, hey.
It's got 6 episodes.
Fuck, I'll watch that on Christmas.
I like it. I think it's good.
My number 5 pick is Jingle All the Way.
Oh, that's a good.
Yeah, it is. Caitlin hated it. Caitlin and Murphy both hated it, but I love it.
They both did?
Yeah, Caitlin was like, that's a one and done for me. I'll never need to watch that one again. I was like, fuck you, it's a classic.
Man.
It's turbo time.
My fifth pick in Die Hard.
It's a Christmas movie.
I do like that.
My reserve pick is Batman Returns.
That's a Christmas movie. You're going to laugh. You're going to hate it. Mine's Iron Man 3.
I guess it counts. Yeah.
I like Iron Man 3 solely for Robert Downey Jr. He's fantastic.
I like all the Iron Man solely for Robert Downey. He's
like, the villain is terrible for the second half of the movie, but.
All of Iron Man's villains are shit.
Yeah.
The whole, Obadiah is pretty good.
Yeah.
Ironmonger is pretty cool. Whiplash.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
He could have. They really dropped.
The oh, God. Justin Hammer was good.
He's apparently supposed to be coming back.
I think he's supposed to be in either Armor Wars or.
Yeah, he's supposed to be in Armor
Wars. Maybe.
Are they doing it as a show or a movie?
I think it's supposed to be a movie now. Like.
They keep changing.
And I can see it.
They're going to turn Blade into a show. I guarantee it. Just watch.
I think Obi-Wan Kenobi should have been a movie. I think it worked better.
It could have been a movie easily.
From what I've heard, it worked really good binging all 6 episodes.
I did.
That's what I'm going to do.
Have you not seen it?
Oh, I've seen it. But I haven't binged them all. Because I'm rewatching all the...
I did wait for a while to come out.
I'm rewatching all the MCU movies now.
Oh, yeah, I sent Corey a message the other day. I said, you know what I hate about loving movies? I can't just watch a fucking movie. I want to watch Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. You know what? Say what you will about it. I like it. It's good. Okay?
Dude, we watched Raiders that one random night. It's even hard to watch. You don't watch Raiders.
But to watch Crystal Skull, I have to watch the first 3. I have to. I can't just watch a movie. And Corey's like, I know what you mean. I'm halfway through the MCU because I just wanted to watch Iron Man.
Halfway through Phase 3. And then I'm like, man, I'm almost to the shows. I was like, this is going to get really long. The movies I've... The shows I've wrote... I need to watch Loki before Ant-Man. I wanted to rewatch WandaVision before Doctor Strange, but we didn't get there.
I didn't like the first 3 episodes of
WandaVision. I did. I thought it was different.
I didn't like it.
That came out the day Liam was born, the first 2 episodes. I didn't get to see them until the next, like a few days later.
Each episode got twice as good as the one before. It was a big old steam train of fucking. And by the time you got to the end, it was real good.
Yeah.
Loki was good from the time it started to end. It was just good.
Yeah, I enjoyed Loki.
Just all the way around.
I'm pumped for Kang. And the MCU has spoiled us so much. I don't think we have anything new until February with Ant-Man. Or February or March. And we don't have anything new. And I don't have meaning to life until a new Marvel project comes out.
If I make it that long.
I'm an MCU slut. I can't help it. Get off my back. I enjoyed She-Hulk.
I did. It was good. It was different.
I wouldn't say enjoyed it. It was fine.
I do bad things fine. To that woman. I'd let her do bad things to me. Because that's really the only option you got.
Hey, how much time we got? To midnight. I'm not even going to put the song in there. Force just killed it. Go Facebook, why not segue?
Facebook.
Twitter, why not segue 12?
TikTok.
TikTok, why not segue?
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans, why not?
We show our butt. It's that. The username is actually, we show our buttholes as, well, my segue.
Yeah. We're on YouTube, not this episode. Actually, probably not the last two. My phone hates uploading these episodes.
Corey's also had the same phone since 87.
Yeah, my phone can't stay. Like, it hates recording that long anyway. Although it's done pretty good for the last few.
I would record it with mine and send it to you, but I know your phone would.
We did
that
in Vegas, but I think your phone.
Your phone caught on fire.
Your phone was like, I'm not sending that to that phone.
It will die. I will have killed that, somebody.
That, it's probably still trying to send that to me. Yeah, it's very difficult myself to even get this. To go upload it on the YouTube app.
Much less have somebody send it.
I even tried uploading it to Google Drive, then downloading it on the computer and uploading it there. It doesn't want it. It doesn't want to do it. YouTube must not want us. Just fuck.
Fuck YouTube.
I can't remember the last time I watched a YouTube video to begin with. I watch everything on TikTok.
On lunch. I'm a big fan of YouTube. I'm not a big fan of all their rules and regulations, but.
Oh, yeah.
I like the essence. I like
I'll tell you this. What YouTube I don't know the last time I went to YouTube.com and searched for something that way.
Oh, no, Google. Yeah. Just Google.
It's worth the Google.
I watched that
the other night. I knew you were going to say that.
I watched that the other night, and I forgot how funny it was. Especially when he gets bitten by the snake and he goes into that family's house. When I bought it, I think I bought the extended version, the regular version.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just not worth a fuck. If you're going to watch the campaign, it has to be all or nothing. You can't be watching the non-unrated version. It ain't worth it. But the unrated version, you ready to quit this thing called Ray?
And yeah, that was all our stuff. Go do it.
Bye, Mom.
I told you we're going to I'm going to stay down here and record some more minutes. Thank you.